something that you mentioned that I think is the most crucial part for me as debtor's counsel, and when a new client comes in, as you said, is to understand the client's business. And the problem that I find is oftentimes the debtor, the individual, doesn't know what the problem is because they don't know how much money the business is making. And that oftentimes comes from the fact that they live out of the business, that they have these commingled accounts where they have one account, all of the business income comes into this one account, and they use that same account to pay their mortgage. They generally have credit card debt that's in their name, but they use that credit card for business expenses and every college expense for their child. Everything comes out of this same account. And so I find that I can't even begin to tell a client whether they should file a Chapter 13 or a 7, or if bankruptcy will even be beneficial to them. I can't even advise them until I understand their business. And we can't do that until we understand the numbers. And the commingled accounts is the number one problem. And one thing that you might consider as debtor's counsel, what I do is I take the last 6 months of that bank statement, and I have them take two highlighters and highlight in one color all business expense and the other personal. And there are some clients that are overwhelmed by that process. And I find that it's best to do it with them, to have them sit in front of me. And then we can really go through this one expense and say, is this for you or is this for the business? And I sound like a remote, but over and over saying the same thing, but then it helps them understand how much money this business is actually making. And it lets me understand whether or not at the end of that meeting, I tell them, don't file bankruptcy. You are making no money. You are just working to keep this business alive, and it's not generating anything for you. So it's a very helpful exercise to go through each of those expenses so that we can then determine whether they should file it. And it's also important because you can't fill out a means test and you can't do a Schedule J if you have no idea what those buckets of expenses are. And then the other thing that you might consider for those clients is telling them to open up a new bank account the second this bankruptcy is filed, so that everything is separate and it's clean. Because the last thing we want is a Chapter 13 trustee sitting there for hours picking through every expense, trying to figure out whether you did it right, and doing the hard work on the front end makes the process, I think, cheaper and easier for everyone.
Yeah, absolutely. You are absolutely correct. It's exactly what we do. We sit down with the bank statements and the debtor if we can't get the information ahead of time, and we will do just that. And we will do our own spreadsheets. And it is not unusual to say you're working for nothing. And I think as debtor's counsel, you truly need to understand what your debtor's business is. I have been to businesses. I have gone to restaurants and sat and ordered a meal and just watched. And then I've asked them to show me around. And I've been to all kinds of places. And I'm surprised when I say, has your attorney been here and actually seen your business? And the majority of times the answer is no. It's no. And especially if it's a restaurant, it's easy to go and just sit and observe for a while. I went to a restaurant here in San Antonio a few years ago, and I'm watching how they ring up the receipts. And they didn't add. And we were being undercharged. And I had to say, nope, you missed this charge or you missed that charge. And the number of staff that would just say, it's okay. And at the end of the day, it's not okay.
And what financial information do you look at to help you make this determination whether or not something is going to be feasible or acceptable from your view in terms of?
Well, I mean, we look at a number of things. When the case is filed and we make a determination that it's a business case, we're going to send out a packet to the debtor, and it's going to have a business questionnaire. Tell me about your, I want to hear in the debtor's own words, tell me about your business. I want to know how many employees they have. I want to know if any of the employees are related. If they're related, I want to know how they're paid as compared to other employees. I want to look at bank statements for the last 12 months. I want a year-to-date P&L. I want to see last year's tax returns. So it's everything that I think you should already, as debtor's counsel, have in your possession.